Hello again, hikers, backpackers, listeners, and friends, and welcome to this segment of the Dirt Walker Outdoors podcast that I call Trail Talk. In this episode, I talk with David Allen Lane, trail named Square Peg, and we discuss his ongoing southbound through hike of the Appalachian Trail in 2021, as well as his past through hikes northbound. Square Peg has found a special place for himself on the Appalachian Trail and, above all, enjoys the community, friendships, and camaraderie that exists amongst all of those adventurous people who select to snug their pack tight upon their back and set foot upon the AT. Episodes of Trail Talk are not likely to be perfect transmissions. Square Peg here is in a hostel in New Hampshire on the trail using local internet connections. Some loss of connection at times might be evident, yet the real desire of his heart is obvious and genuine. If you hear a Square Peg on the AT, or you hike next to him somewhere, give him a shout. He's a genuine nice guy. Hello, listeners. I am on the airwaves tonight with Square Peg on the Dirt Walker Outdoors podcast Trail Talk segment. How are you tonight, Square Peg?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
Oh, just dandy. It's a little hot down here in Texas. I believe it was 103 degrees today, and you are in?
I'm in Gorham, New Hampshire on the Appalachian Trail, and it's probably about 60 degrees here right now.
That sounds wonderful after my day. I could use some 60 degrees. It won't even be 60 degrees here at 2 o'clock this morning. So you just came through Maine on a southbound Appalachian Trail through hike that you began June the 16th.
That is correct. And it's been one heck of an adventure. You know, I've hiked the Appalachian Trail going north. I've even started in New York, but starting in Maine is completely different and far more challenging than starting out down in Georgia.
And why is that?
The mountains are bigger and taller. The climbs are steeper and there's a lot of basic rock climbing involved. There's one place where you're going up 2,000 feet, 3/4 of a mile, I think.
That was your beginning of the trail this year.
That was one of them. There's a lot of others that I've run into. I've gone over like 4,000 foot peaks in a day over the course of like 10 miles.
Yeah, that sounds pretty difficult. And what you were telling me, you've been averaging 10 miles a day and 12 days so far, starting at Katahdin and through the 100-mile wilderness.
Yeah, generally a lot of people make it through in 5 days. But coming out here without having your trail legs ready from doing the other half of the trail is completely different. We went up Katahdin and went up the A-Ball Trail, and it was night right up to the point somebody up his head says, "Oh, God." And we came together and consulted the Oracle of Gutthook, 2,000 feet and almost a mile to get to the plateau. And it was just up this huge rock slide, and this rock goes almost straight up. And there's just this rock slide, and they'd fashioned stairs into this thing. And you're going up the side, and you look over behind you, and it's just basically a straight drop-off behind you if you fall over backwards. I wouldn't want to do it with my pack. And I wouldn't want to do it again, but it was worth it to do it one time. It was exhausting. And it started raining at some point going up. And had to put on the rain jackets because it got cold. We made it up to the plateau and it sort of cleared up a little bit. And we had a good photo session up at the top, you know, and the rain was done. It was good.
I believe I saw your photo sessions going up this ascent on the rock slide and it starts raining. That must have been quite a challenge.
It was. When we got down to the parking lot, we had planned on doing like almost 20-mile bridge. There's a campground there all the way up to Katahdin and back. We started at the parking lot and went up the A-Ball Trail, and we're going to go back down to the bridge. But we got down to the parking lot, the Katahdin Springs parking lot at 8 o'clock. Mighty Bones and I, we were just so tired, we just lay down on a picnic table and fell asleep while his friend ran down the Blueberry Ledges Trail in the dark, had an encounter with a moose, and got the car and came and picked us up.
You stayed around there a few days and did some section hiking?
Yes, the next day we were just destroyed. We just slept while his friends went back to here to New Hampshire. And the day after that, we walked up the Blueberry Ledges Trail to get back to the Katahdin Springs campground. So we needed to go that section from there to the A-Ball Bridge. So we caught that section that day. And it was pretty late, so we spent the night at the little park area again. And then the next morning, we headed into the 100-mile wilderness.
And how did it go from there?
It was slow but steady. Mighty Bones is recovering from injuries, and I was working on getting trail legs. So we took a couple of zeros along the way. We took 2 zeros, and we hiked 10 days. It took us 12 days to do the 100-mile wilderness and Katahdin.
And this year, you're trying some new, healthier type of meals.
I am. I wanted to get some meal packages put together to send to myself in New England, because the towns are kind of far apart in some areas, and resupply is a little bit more difficult. And then it got out of control as I just started buying all this healthy stuff on Facebook. They kept giving me all these ads for like 50% off plus free shipping. So I eventually ended up putting together 6 months of resupply and put it all in boxes at at my brother's house. I put it together all in his living room. I'm having him mail it to me on trail. And I'm getting healthier options instead of just like picking up pesticides and stuff at the grocery stores. I'm trying to eat stuff for like active people, for hikers, you know, food that's designed for us to give us the nutrition we need to, you know, because I'm 51. If I'm going to hike into the future, I need to take better care of myself if I want to keep doing this.
In particular, you said Paleo Valley sent you a care package?
Yeah. Paleo Valley heard what I was going to be doing with the volunteer work. I was going to be doing volunteer work again. So they sent me like a huge package of supplements to try a variety of all their different things. And they just asked to let me know how it affected me with my hiking and if it helped, and give them some feedback on their stuff, because they heard I was going to be doing Leave No Trace, teaching Leave No Trace principles and doing volunteer work. So they wanted to be a part of that. So they figured they could help me by sending me supplements. And I noticed that I'm doing pretty good. It didn't take me that long to get my trail legs together this year, even in as hard as it's been.
You're pretty constant about volunteering as you hike on the trail. In 2016, you were with the Hiker Trash Trail Maintenance Program, volunteering on the trail, doing trail maintenance, things of that nature, while you're performing your through hike. Is that correct?
Yes. It goes back to 2015 when I hiked. I had a whole bunch of crazy stuff happen. The first, before I left, I had a problem with my shoulder. But while I was hiking before the Dragon's Tooth, they have these big cairns on top of the mountain in Virginia. I was hiking down and I slipped, fell down a rock face and landed on my shoulder like 6 feet and tore my rotator cuff muscle. So I tore that. And then, you know, the day after that, I was hiking in Virginia before the McAfee Knob, and I had money stolen from my pack at a shelter, because there's a road that goes by there, a fire road, and we think that somebody came in there from that road and like raided my pack while I was in the outhouse early in the morning at like 4 o'clock. So there was nobody out there. So it could have only been somebody who came in from outside. So that being said, I'm going into town to go to Trail Days, the festival in Virginia and Troutville, and then I was going to go home, because I figured it couldn't get any worse than that. You know, I was injured. I had like $500 left to hike three quarters of the Appalachian Trail. And I figured it would never happen. It was impossible. So I went to the festival. I had a great time. I went to Denny's and I was getting ready to call a shuttle to just take me to the bus station and take me home, take me back to Texas. And while I was sitting there at the bus station, like 4 hikers came rolling up and they said, "Hey, we heard about what happened to you." They just sympathized with me, encouraged me. One pulled out a $50 bill and just said, "Here, I hope this helps you with whatever." And it was crazy because it like lit a fire in me. And I don't know why. It just gave me a resolve. And I said, "You know what? The hell with this. I'm going to hike this thing and I'm going to run it until the wheels fall off." And then there's a saying on the Appalachian Trail: when you need something, the trail provides. And this is just when the first time I've actually saw that happen. One lady who was hiking the Appalachian Trail heard about it, and she did me a GoFundMe account, and she raised me $500 and just walked up and handed me $500 and said, "Here, you know, keep going." Word got out, and people on Facebook heard, and some of the hikers who were hiking and had to get off the trail, they had made themselves food packages like I did. Well, they started sending me their food packages, and that enabled me to make it all the way to Maine because of their kindness. And because of that, when I got the call to do volunteer work, I said, yeah, you know, I'm going to pay for it every bit of the help that I got along the way. And that's where I've started. And it's sort of a cycle that the more I give out, the more good stuff I get. So I have to keep giving more.
And that's why you are on what should be called or could be called your fourth through hike of the Appalachian Trail, 2015, 2016, and then most of it in 2019 and 20. And then here we are again, southbound this year.
Yeah.
And that 2015 through hike, 7 months long.
Yep.
Your most beautiful section of the Appalachian Trail.
That would have to be Southern Maine. Southern Maine has so many summits, and the views are just forever with rivers, lakes, streams, water everywhere, so much green. You can see forever, so many mountains, and so often you'll be sitting there above the clouds in Maine. Maine works you to death for the climbs. They're so hard, they're crazy, sometimes almost straight up, but they reward you almost every time with a great view. For fun, I like the Shenandoahs. The Shenandoahs with their wayside diners, their blackberry cobblers, shakes and ice creams, their burgers. And it's just fun, easy trail, beautiful views. Gotta love the Shenandoahs.
And what about s'mores in the Shenandoahs?
Oh, s'mores. I've had a tradition of putting together s'mores packages of like everything it takes to make s'mores and put them in individual Ziploc bags. And we'd bring out, you know, a case of beer out to a shelter in the Shenandoahs, and we'd set up a fire. And at night when the hikers come in the afternoon, we'd have a fire going and we'd hook them up with a beer and a s'mores package and send them over by the campfire to relax for a little bit.
Because that is your favorite thing about hiking on the AT community.
It is. It's so fun to meet people from all walks of life from all over the world. I think the AT is what society should be. You know, all the hikers watching out for each other, supporting and encouraging one another. I mean, it's just an amazing community. And the trail and the community just brings out the best in everybody.
That's particularly awesome. Are you starting again tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm going to be hitting up the Wildcats tomorrow.
I think we will have you again on the show in a few months. I know you're planning a completion date of December 15th, but we will see about having you here on an interview again just to see how things are going down the trail, if that would be all right with you.
I'd be happy to be on your show again.
I'm sure you will. I appreciate you spending this evening with me for this small interview, and we will talk to you again.
Been a pleasure.
That concludes this episode of Trail Talk on the Dirt Walker Outdoors podcast. Thank you for listening, and give old Square Peg a nod if you pass him by. If you are currently hiking one of the major trails or think you have a hiking or backpacking story to tell, find me on Facebook under my Dirt Walker profile, follow and message Dirt Walker Outdoors and Survival, or email podcast@dirtwalkeroutdoors.com. This segment of this podcast is about you, the hikers, backpackers, thru-hikers, and trail angels that make the best of being in the wilderness and enjoying nature. Stay tuned for more Trail Talk episodes, and also listen in on the Adventure Seeker segment and Survival Sunday. Until next time, Dirt Walker Off Trail.